Welcome to This Fringy Life, a daily series of podcasts interviewing performers at the Vancouver International Fringe Festival. From September 9th through 20th, a podcast will appear daily at vancouverfringe.com, celebrating spontaneous, surprising, and remarkable pieces of theater. This Fringy Life is produced by CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, on the web and via podcast.
I spoke with artistic director and actor Ryan Mooney about Fighting Chance Productions' version of Dog Sees God, which has so far proven to be a fan favorite at this year's Fringe Festival. I started out by asking Ryan to describe the show.
Dog Sees God is basically about one of the world's favorite comic strips, about children, but them growing up, so them in high school and facing very modern high school issues like homophobia and drug abuse and you know, sexual relations and such. So that's basically what Dog Sees God is about.
How do you feel about taking the kind of shine or innocence off this said comic strip?
Well, we can say Peanuts comic strip, Charlie Brown. We all love the comic strip. I have books and books and books at home. I grew up on the movies. I grew up on the comic strip. We all have a very deep respect for the comic. I think it's one of those things where people are always curious what happens when people grow up. And, you know, a series ends or whatever, and then we're all curious, you know, what happens to those people. And so it's just one interpretation of what might have happened to these kids had they grown up.
Okay, so some people might see it as kind of a gimmick to get people in. They really want to know what happened to the Peanuts. Is there what in the show is should people come to see besides just what Peanuts are like when they're teenagers?
Well, you know, with the Fringe, like having 70 shows or whatever, you have to have a gimmick. You have to have something to draw people in. So other than that, I mean, there's a lot of comedy. You know, there's 8 of us in the show, which is rare for a Fringe show. Usually it's 1 or 2 or 3 people, but there's 8 of us in the show. It's got a real story, and it really, it's quite funny. People seem to really enjoy it, and people cry too, so there's a lot of sadness, and that always surprises me when people start crying, but it happens.
So I guess speaking of audience response, you are dealing with a lot of really serious issues here. How have people been responding to that?
Really well. We had a guy come on Saturday who stopped us afterwards and was just like, you know, I was the victim of, like, homophobic bullying in high school, and I'm just so glad that people are talking about this and showing this. And then he actually was asking about potentially, he's from Australia, and he wanted to put the show on in Australia. So, you know, it's been, the response has been very, very good. It actually was done last year. I was in it with another company, and so this is, I guess, a remount of it. 4 of us are the same, and there's 4 new people in the show, but the director's the same, and a lot of the production team are the same. So it's not the same show, but it's got the heart of the one we did last summer.
What drew you to pick this particular play or remount it?
I really felt it was a good Fringe show. You know, it's 1 hour and 15 minutes. We did a Fringe show last year that was very well received, and we wanted to do another one, and I thought, you know, it's just a great Fringe show. We also, when we did it last summer, there were 7 performances. They all sold out, so we just knew that there was people who wanted to see the show, so we thought, might as well try and put it on again and see what happens, and it's been great so far.
Thank you very much.
No problem, Megan. Thanks.